The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. We have such an incredible segment, this first segment here up today. I am so pleased to welcome Rebecca Scritchfield. She is a health fitness specialist, and I'm so pleased to welcome her because this is an area of my life, as you know, if you've listened to my show at all, that I am passionate about. I think exercise is so important, and I can't say enough about it across the board when it comes to metrics of our health and wellness. But we're going to be talking about ways that you can naturally boost your workout once you get your skin in the game. Rebecca, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, gosh, I'm so happy that you are here because as you and I were talking a little bit before the show, I'm training for the LA Marathon. I'm a CrossFit athlete, and I've got some knowledge in the area, being a naturopathic doctor, et cetera, but sometimes I'm wondering, when it comes to my training, am I doing it right, and are there things that I could be doing better?
Well, you know, so I am a marathoner myself, so congratulations and the good luck.
Thank you.
I've completed 18 marathons and ultramarathons as well as triathlons. And so, and I actually do nutrition counseling for endurance athletes and, you know, our everyday athlete weekend warriors, our folks who are into strength training, yoga, you name it. And so there are definitely differences depending on what you're training for. For the marathon and endurance, you're exercising over an hour. Without question, you need to do adequate pre-fuel and recovery and have overall healthy eating. You know, right now, kind of carbs, they kind of get the bad reputation, and that's actually fuel and gasoline for our brains and our bodies. So
right.
Especially with endurance, you need about a 30-year plate, high-quality carbohydrate foods.
Love it. And because a lot of people, you know, as you said, and I still think it's going on, are really scared about carbohydrates. And also in general, I see people, these young girls that I coach, they're worried about even eating before a workout. They're scared of food, period, if they've got a weight loss desire. Share some light on that one.
Sure. You know, the trend I'm seeing in my office is overall food anxiety, and it's not just people, you know, with the classic eating disorders, which is what we used to see 10 years ago. There's so much information about food, and it's like the perfect, you know, good and bad list. And the truth is there's no pass-fail when it comes to eating, but you do want to fuel the workouts, okay? So, you know, your food is the energy, and I'll often tell people, you know, it's like a vitamin F, vitamin food.
Right.
You need to fuel your workouts, even if they're shorter, because the energy that you're going to use, you're going to apply to the exercise, you're going to push yourself harder. That is going to cause the muscles to rebuild and repair better. So you're actually going to get more benefit out of your workouts if you fuel them. If you don't fuel at all, and even the morning workouts, I know it's hard, but a quick banana will do the trick. If you don't fuel those workouts, you'll actually hurt your metabolism. And that's not what you're there to do. You want to build and fire up that metabolism, and you need food to do it.
Yes, right on point. It makes sense to me. Absolutely. Why is it best to boost energy levels naturally? I mean, obviously in our world, there are so many things that are, I mean, people have a want for energy. You know, we've got fatigue and malaise and adrenal dysregulation across the board. And then there's promises of 5-hour energy, 2-hour energy, quick. But what are ways, and why is it important that we can actually boost our energy levels naturally?
So here's the thing you want to keep in mind. When you think of calories, that's when I want you to think of energy, because that's exactly what calories are.
A lot of
these supplement-y type things that they promise energy on the outside, they're just B vitamins, which are important for your body to utilize the energy in food, but you get B vitamins when you eat food.
Right.
The other thing that promotes energy is caffeine. Well, that's a central nervous system stimulant, and it is effective at inducing energy. If you've had any coffee, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But that is not going to give you that long-term energy that you need. That is going to give you vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And those are the things, it's almost like on a car, your shocks and spark plugs. some you need every day and some you don't, but they wear out if you don't get them on a continuous basis. So, you know, you kind of want to watch the supplement arena that's promising energy and do food first. You know, the standard fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, lean proteins, you know, it's the stuff we all know, you know, just not that sexy, I think.
You know, it's so funny because you're right. It's like, it's great to hear you say it's stuff we all know, because it should be stuff we all know, because those of you, like those of us like you and I, have been saying this for at least 10 years, trying to kind of undo, I think, the many, many years of no fat, low fat, or no protein, no carbohydrate, et cetera, and just really staying solid, plant dense, therefore nutrient strong. And clean. But you're right. People are still, though, wanting that, like, that boost. You know, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who's a frequent guest on this show, he about those sort of caffeinated drinks and such, he calls them loan shark energy. You know, so sure, they're going to give you a little energy up front. But just like you said, when you don't fuel your workout, you're actually hurting your metabolism when you go for things like that.
Exactly. And you really want to be mindful about it, because your health and wellness is, it's a day-to-day commitment that adds up to the years in your life. It's not, you know, just one split-second choice. It's your habits over time. And so if your habit over time is to think that what's the point in fueling my workout if I'm trying to lose weight or if I'm afraid of weight gain, you're going to see that in everything you do in life. You're going to see your workout suffer. You're going to see your mental energy that you need for work, or, you know, you got your family. You're really going to run low on energy and just feel tired and fatigued. And, you know, the fix for that is to really take a pause and look at your overall self-care and well-being. Are you getting good sleep, good exercise, and good fuel? And that is exactly right. It's the quality food. I'm all for the idea of eating high quality. It's just, don't take it to such an extreme to where you bring back that food anxiety, where it's like, I'm afraid to eat because I don't have the most perfect thing available.
Well, and I think you make such a great point there, because it's about that consistency. I mean, you want to talk about an endurance race. I think when it comes to health and wellness, you know, it is an endurance race. It's not a sprint where you go fast, short distances, where, you know, maybe for a 3-day juice cleanse, you know, clean your act up. It really is making these choices. And then, you know what I think is fun? Is when people do that, and I don't know if you see this in your practice, Rebecca, but when people do that over a long period of time, I always kind of make the analogy to, well, they can afford a withdrawal. They can afford that piece of cheesecake that they're really going to enjoy, because they've got so much built up in their quote unquote health bank account. You know, they've been fueling themselves, their muscles, their workouts, everything. And then it's not like they're that vulnerable. So they really can have that quote unquote, I hate this slogan, cheat meal.
Because yes. Oh my gosh. The cheat meal and the cheat day. I'm like, who are you cheating at?
Right. Yeah, you know, I hate it. I can't stand it.
People count and save up for it. Like, well, on Tuesday I said no to the happy hour, and on Wednesday I said no to somebody's donut day. So on Saturday I'm really going to be bad. And, you know, it's ugly, and then you feel like such crap after that. It's not that one or two things that you do in moderation that makes you feel like crap. It's when you give yourself a whole day of crappy, crappy eating. So that's why I just, you know, bring some common sense to it. We all have an inner wisdom. I always encourage my clients to strive for a realistic balance. You know what I'll tell people? Imagine what you would tell your best friend as rational advice, you know, and they always
love
like
it.
Oh my God, you're so right. I would never tell my best friend to just, you know, gorge on, you know, bad food and then avoid it the other days of the week.
Yep. Rebecca, you are amazing. And I love it so much because I know that you're passionate about people having self-care, and that comes through. And you can find listeners more about Rebecca Stritchfield. And I want to spell her last name for you. SCRITCHFIELD.com. RebeccaStritchfield.com. Thank you so much for listening. You got to fuel your workouts and you got to fuel yourself every single day. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Holly Lucille at Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD.